it's Josh Olek on the deck of Taronga Zoo overlooking the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, fresh off of listening to Foo Fighters' brand new album. But here we are with a stack of Triple M Club members. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, so let's go and see what people thought of it.
Brendan, I'm from Panania in Sydney. Thought it was amazing. I thought it was really like highly personal and emotive, and there was a certain kind of rawness to it. Yeah, I loved it. I thought the setting here was sensational to listen to it as well. So yeah, big thumbs up from me.
Was there any song that was really like, oh my God, that was amazing?
I don't know the names of the titles.
Yeah. It's hard because you're just like listening and you're like, this is a whole experience.
I was fully immersing myself in it, but there was definitely one. I'm pretty sure there was one with his daughter singing on there.
I was about to bring that up.
And it was that one. That was stunning.
As soon as you heard it, you're just like, oh, is that who I think it is?
Yeah. So she sounded amazing, and it was just... I just felt like, yeah, it felt very much like a Dave album, this one, because obviously he had a big part in, obviously, singing, playing guitar, playing drums. Obviously, I'm assuming written majority of it, and so, yeah, very, very amazing. And yeah, I'm a bit overwhelmed.
Good. Did you have a couple of tears towards the end there?
I was... getting a bit close towards the end, especially with the sunrise here. Everything was kind of like culminating with that final song, which was pretty amazing. And I actually lost my dad 6 months ago as well, so it was feeling quite emotional listening to that.
Same for me with my sister, man. I was just like, as soon as you have those lyrics about you can rest now and all that kind of stuff, I was just like, oh, okay, all right.
So obviously he's had, you know, and the band's had a big loss with Taylor and obviously Dave's mother. Mm. So much to digest. And I can't wait to listen again. I thought it was amazing.
Lisa,
where are you from?
Blue Mountain. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
So you're a Triple M Club member. That's
yes,
how you got
I am.
Here.
Yep.
Is there anything that stood out to you? Obviously, it's an album full of emotion and there's a lot of meaning behind every single song on the record.
There is. And you could tell that there was moments where he was thinking of Taylor and moments he was thinking of his mum. And I really liked Violet singing with him as well. That's one of my favourite songs so far.
Absolutely. Us as well. How did it make you feel?
Sad, but also hopeful.
Mm.
Hopeful that there's more to come.
And, absolutely.
And I think actually I can hear Dave singing a lot more, like it's not as scream rock as the last few albums, which is good. Mm. There's a time and place for everything. But it's really nice to hear him being a bit more introspective.
Yeah. There's a couple of songs there where it really, like, you could almost see the instrumentation going in the way of their emotions and, like, getting really crunchy and really aggressive.
And not just thinking about being a touring stadium band.
Yeah.
Just being more true to themselves.
Yeah, and you can be loud without screaming. You can be loud and musical at the same time.
Exactly. And like, somebody that's followed them for a long time... it's sort of circling back a little bit. Yeah, it's awesome. Great. I loved it.
John and
Ollie.
And where are you guys from?
From Sydney, just about 3 miles away.
What do you reckon of But Here We Are?
I thought it was awesome from first to last chord, cracking Fooey's album. Thing that sets it apart from other albums of the past is just the lyrics. You can just tell that, you know, it's not a concept album, but the way it deals with grief is just awesome. I lost both my parents this year, and it really spoke to me.
That seems to be a theme. I've spoken to a couple of other people who've had people pass recently, and just particularly that last song when I could feel the tears coming as well.
And to me, Glasses spoke to me. Yeah. That whole, grief is a incredibly complex thing, and to capture that in a song is just amazing.
Yeah.
I was thinking, actually, it's really hard to pick the singles from it, because they're all bangers.
Yeah.
Really hard. And I was thinking that it would be a great album live. Really, I was like, when are they coming over to the tour? Because I want to see this one.
tickets now.
But Ollie, what did you... You had one.
Yeah, I really liked hearing voices. I just thought it was really unique. Just the way the beat... you know, broke down in the middle. It was incredible.
So this is, are you guys father and son? Am I being correct? What's it like having that experience together? Because I assume, like, obviously, as a parent, you want to showcase your music stylings to your child, but hearing something new that you both love together, is that would have been pretty special as well, actually.
Yeah, well, I was so lucky to be invited by my dad out out here this morning, and just having these father-son moments are really, really important to me.
How special was it to, like, the sun come where it...
Yeah, those, just magical.
For those listening, you know, we're in Sydney, we're at Taronga Zoo, and we saw the sunrise. From all reports, I haven't seen the artwork for the album, but it's something very similar for the experience to be here as the sun's rising.
Just at the ending of the final track, taking the headphones off and then listening to the wildlife as the sun rises over the city, just unreal.
And also, as the, again, for the radio listeners, as the final track was, massive double rainbow over the harbour, that was just... I had never seen something like this before.
Goosebumps, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Magical. Yeah.
Rick.
And
Ethan.
And
Cass,
nice to meet you guys. Where are you guys from?
From Western Sydney. An absolutely phenomenal new album that it's just hard to grasp.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, it's hard to describe because it's so different but the same. It's everything you expect it to be and not at the same time.
And then have the little surprises. Like, there's some really classic, instant classics. You know, what is it? Nothing At All, I think, would just be it's a great rock track. Of course, you got your massive tearjerker at the end, which everyone knew was coming. But still, it hits you right in the guts.
Well, that's what the next question was. How did it make you feel? Like, felt like it has given everybody a different set of emotions depending on what songs they resonated with. What was it for you?
I did like Nothing At All. It was like a roller coaster. It really was. It was just a massive gamut of emotions to going from, this is a really cool classic Foo Fighters album that you can just nod your head to. And I had to get up and move because originally just sitting down and listening to it wasn't enough. So I really had to get out and just move. And that's what a good album will do. Will just get you out of your seat and get you moving, get the blood flowing. And you just hear the emotion in all the songs and the lyrics. And obviously very deeply personal for Dave and the band, but... Also, it was just brilliant for him to share that with everybody, which I think was the biggest takeaway from that. So
the last one, Rest, was took me back to when I've said goodbye to somebody, so that was really difficult. So I did bawl a little bit, but it just was so personal, and I think we share their grief as well, so it was kind of a way to actually release that. So it's kind of like going to a wake in a way, but in a nice sense that the music was incredible.
It's like, one of the most relatable albums, because everybody's lost somebody.
Like. Yeah, that's right.
And there's a lot of symbology in it as well, especially with the sunrise that's coming up at the moment. You know, it's a new dawn, it's a new time. We're all sort of growing past this now. We've got to get past our adversities and move on. And I guess that lot of stuff is, we've got an album. Nobody expected it in such a short amount of time, but here we are.